All right. I am here at the Cellulosic Ethanol Summit. With me is Dana Weber, who is Executive Director of the Florida Biofuels Association. Dana, why don't you start just by telling me a little bit about your association, when it was formed, what your goals are, and who your members are.
Be glad to, Cindy. We launched in May of 2007, so we're a pretty new organization. We're a 501c6, and we are a trade association. We're focused primarily on development of a sustainable, clean, and safe biofuels sector here in the state of Florida, working with both public and private sector, bringing folks together and networking opportunities to improve on infrastructure, education of both our industry and consumers, and again, creating a long-term and viable industry here in the state.
And who are your members?
We've got a good diverse group. We've got everything from manufacturers and service providers such as engineers. We also have producers in both ethanol and biodiesel. We have scientists. We work a lot with U of F. We work a lot with Department of Agriculture and DEP here in the state. So it's a pretty eclectic group, which is why we're really trying to focus on the trade and staying on the peripheral with regards to legislative issues that, you know, do affect the industry.
Well, with regard to legislative issues, how would you describe the environment here in Florida for biofuels?
Well, I think it's extremely positive. We've got a very progressive governor who has put some pretty strong policies in place with regards to both climate change and alternative energy across the full gamut, both solar, wind, and biofuels. And we really did our first big effort last year with House Bill 7135, which really laid the foundation and opened a lot of doors, or began to open a lot of doors for the growth of this industry. You know, you always have your growing pains in any industry, and you have old cultures that are trying to come and emerge with the new culture of the way we're going to be doing energy in the future. But I would say Florida is probably the leading state in alternative energy initiatives from a governmental perspective.
What do you see as some of the most exciting new feedstocks and new ways of producing, especially liquid fuels here in the state of Florida?
That's a great question. I think everybody is trying to figure out what the magic bullet feedstock is. And, you know, we have a saying here in Florida, there's no magic bullet, there's magic shrapnel. Every year, there seems to be more and more emphasis. It's been a huge interest in algae, Jatropha, a lot of the switchgrasses. We've had all cellulosic. You know, Florida is the largest biomass state in the country. The Southeast in general has got huge potential with regards to biomass. Waste to energy has been extremely successful here in the state as well. So it'll be interesting to see. I think everybody would like to know that answer is, what is going to be the cash crop for energy here in the state of Florida? And it'll probably be a combination of different ones. And what we need to do is let the science community do what they do best. Science is not an absolute. It's constantly changing. So what we know today could change tomorrow very dramatically with the types of research that they're doing and the level of research they're doing.
Why do you think it's important to have a conference like this, a National Cellulosic Summit here in Florida?
Well, it's extremely important because even though we run the Florida Biofuels Association, this is not a state issue. This is a global issue. And when you have conferences like this, especially on a national level, you bring folks in from all over not only the country, but all over the world to exchange ideas and find out what each other is doing. And that networking is critical right now because not everyone knows who everyone is, who all the players are in this industry. Every time I've come here, I meet old friends, but then we get to meet new friends and learn more and more. The growth that's taken place in just this last year has been phenomenal, and I think we're going to continue to see it double and triple and quadruple as time goes on.
Thank you very much, Dana Weber, with the Florida Biofuels Association. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.